pull your agenda up, and there's all this here. So, first off, the sustainability study will give a 35-minute presentation, and I'm not sure who is giving starting that off. I think Charlie. I know Charlie and Marion. I know they are both doing it. Okay, Charlie. Yes. Did are you unmuted, Charlie? Did you get that? Let's see. So could
Light
somebody
correction, unmute.
let's see.
Raise your hand, Charlie.
Yeah.
I'm unmuted.
There you
If
go.
you could, if the tech support team could please make Charlie and Josh and Kaz co-chair so they can in turn share their slides, I would be grateful.
Inspection.
Sure. Could
Oh.
Josh raise his hand and cause?
And section time on the presentation is 35 minutes for section timer.
Are you seeing the screen share property?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, great. Should I go ahead and start then?
Yes.
Okay, so thank you. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to my fellow delegates around the world. My name is Marion M, and I'm currently the chair of the ABC Sustainability Study. I'm here to present at least a part of the report the sustainability study was tasked to provide to this ABC. I'd like to start with a little background. Prior to 2020, delegates met face to face just once a year at the ABC. With the COVID pandemic came the advent of online ABC meetings, and this in turn allowed for much greater participation from the International Fellowship, who now make up just a bit more than 10% of the delegates. In 22, as a response to a sharp rise in the number of ballot proposals, three additional quarterly business meetings, what we've been calling QDMs, were initiated to handle spillover business. This was, in a sense, a reactive response to an unprecedented situation at the time in an already rapidly changing landscape, and there really was not time to truly consider the implications or to create clear guidelines. And at this point, I really want to make it clear that our report is in no way a criticism of anybody. The truth is, we were doing the best we could at the time, all of us together. The ABC and QDM systems has had both positive and negative results. There is no doubt that attendance has been strong and delegates have been more engaged. And it's clear, but it is clear that the old once a year model isn't enough to handle ACA business these days. However, organizing four meetings a year is exhausting. In 2020, well, by 2024, ABC, it was clear that an ABC and three QDMs a year were just not sustainable. Volunteers were burning out because of the substantial amount of preparation that's required to plan and prepare for a conference business meeting. And also, there were frustrations with the business meeting structure. This motivated that ballot proposal last year to cancel at least QDMs. However, the conference did recognize that this was also a reactive response, which is what led to the proposal that created the sustainability study. The intention was that any decision made on this topic should be taken after a thoughtful and detailed investigation. It was recognized that ACA is changing rapidly, so the study was an opportunity to look at how to develop in a sustainable way, whilst at the same time supporting the deepening interest in more participation shown by delegates around the world at the conference. Our purpose and task was intended to be a fast-track study with the goal to present a report to this 2025 ABC on an appropriate number of delegate meetings, strategies for maintaining volunteer support and models to optimize meeting value and delegate experience. To do this, the sustainability study has consulted with the conference at all of the last three QDMs, using a variety of methods to get delegate opinion and feedback. In addition to presenting matters for discussion, we also use things like breakout rooms, questionnaires, and straw polls to canvass delegates. We've also taken the time to just, investigate through other stakeholders, and we've spoken to them and asked for their opinion and feedback. And I'd really like to, at this point, give thanks to the dedicated committee members who have really put in a staggering amount of time to do this work. Each of them is also on a couple of other committees, and most of them have either are or have been delegates. So specifically, Carmen, Charlie, Josh, Kaz, Marcus, Mary Jo, Pam, and William. I really also want to say an extra special thanks to the core group, who also have participated for research purposes in many of the committees that contribute to making the conference business meetings happen. These core members are the ones who are helping to present the report today. Our findings and recommendations are separated into four sections: questions related to frequency and length of meetings, which I will address immediately after the overview that I'm dealing with now; questions related to procedures by which agendas are set and meetings are conducted, which Josh will present; questions relating to the conference workload and other stresses on delegate engagement, which Charlie will present; and additional issues currently being addressed or needing additional study or action during the coming year, presented, which Kaz will present. Our findings and recommendations, those four sections, begin to address the main points raised by the conference and business meeting organizers over the past few years. The details of all of this will be found in the appendix to our report, which I sincerely hope that you will look at, because we don't have time to go into the, absolute weeds at this stage. We're really limited for time because of how busy this agenda is. But this critical work of rethinking conference is still in its early stages, as you can see from what has just come up now around the previous issue dealing with the fellowship issues. So, because of this extremely full agenda, our sustainability study team has opted to only present the two time-sensitive and directly interconnected motions at this conference business meetings. But we do obviously have motions planned for future business meetings. So I'm going to move straight on, because we are under pressure for time to get through everything, and we really do want to leave enough time for questions afterwards. So I'm going to address the first section of the report, which is frequency and duration. It's the one thing we're pretty confident about. It's the one thing that we really knew was a time-sensitive issue, so we've given it the first level of focus. The truth is that the current conference meeting schedule is neither functional nor sustainable. 3 months between meetings on an ongoing basis just does not allow sufficient time for adequate preparation, and it is causing burnout amongst conference meeting organizers and volunteers, as well as the support staff. And as a member of the sustainability study, we can actually, all of us, confirm this, because we've also experienced this pressure firsthand. So the meeting length of QDMs is also not functional or sustainable. 4 hours is not enough time to allow for delegate voting, the introduction of new business, and interactive discussions such as breakout rooms, which many delegates have clearly indicated they would really like to see continue. The current cap on meeting length also greatly complicates QDM planning, because it limits what can functionally be addressed. So our recommendation one is to reduce the total number of delegate meetings each year to three: one ABC plus two other business meetings, but extending the non-ABC meeting length to a full day to enable time for full informed delegate discussion and effective decision making. We believe that the conference is already evolving in the direction of more consultation and discussion, and that this change to the frequency and the duration is actually the only viable solution. It's essential to support the direction the conference has been moving in. And we'll present, this is our first motion that we are presenting after this report. So for me, this is the one we're absolutely certain of. At this point, I'm going to hand over to Josh to take over. Josh, will you, shall I stop screen sharing so that you can take over?
That's fine. Okay, audio issue taken care of. I'm not sure what that was about. Okay, can everybody see this? Okay, I'm seeing Marion nodding. Okay, Brad, thumbs up. Okay, I'm gonna try to get through this in 5 minutes, tops 7. I have my timer going. Okay, so this section, I know Marion said agendas and, but really this is about conference policy and procedure in general. This is a section of the sustainability studies focus. So again, this is about conference policy and procedure. Okay, so overview. We have some findings regarding the conference's desires for change. I'm hearing an echo. I don't know if somebody needs to mute. So this is desires expressed by the conference itself of what it wants, what we want. First one, conference meetings that are more delegate driven. Okay. Two, greater conference ownership of conference policy and procedures. And conference procedures to be streamlined and clarified. Okay, so those are the sort of the goals, right, that have been identified by the conference. So the question then becomes, well, how do we get there? There have been past conference motions that have passed that have empowered the sustainability study to make recommendations to the conference for consideration on new policy and procedure for conference meetings. That said, there have been these decisions made in the past. The conference is free to change its direction. Just want to make that clear. Okay. So first 2 points, conference meetings that are more delegate driven, and two, greater conference ownership of conference policy and procedures. Let's dig into that a little bit. Okay. Meetings and policies that are more delegate driven. Finding three, a significant number of delegates have expressed a desire for a conference meeting with policies and procedures that are more delegate driven. This emerged as a major theme during delegate input sessions at the last three QDMs, and in some ways became more urgent than the issues identified at the May 2024 motion that authorized the sustainability study. So this includes three specifically identified items. One, a desire to be able to vote on new motions and consider new business at all conference meetings. Two, a desire that conference shall have the final word on any proposed changes to conference policy and procedure, and creation of a conference policy and procedure manual that is separate from the WSO OPPM. Okay, let's dig into that. A desire to be able to vote on new motions, consider new business at all conference meetings. The theme here is immediate changes to conference policies and procedures to empower delegates equally at all meetings of the conference. From the February QDM, where do we get this? The blue is, where do we get this from? Non-binding straw poll for committee instruction at the February 2025 QDM. There was indication, you know, yes, the conference wanted there to be voting at non-ABC meetings of the conference, like QDMs we're in today, and that there should be new business able to be introduced. Next up here is, we will present a formal motion on this shortly, in just a few minutes. Okay. Next. Desire that the conference shall have final word on any proposed changes to conference policy and procedure. Theme, increase delegate ownership of conference policy. Where do we get this from? From the February 2025 QDM delegate feedback. Please note, the board has verbally stated a commitment that any changes to the conference policy and procedure sections of WSO OPPM need conference approval. And a formal conference motion would still be advisable here, in our opinion. Next step, there's a recommendation 4 in our report that includes, under the authority and direction provided by the May 2024 ABC motion, the sustainability study shall prioritize drafting a formal motion stating that the conference has the final word on changes to conference procedure. So There won't be a motion here today, but unless the conference gives us another direction, we will work on crafting a motion for future meeting. Okay, next. Creation of conference policy and procedure manual that is separate from the WSO OPPM. Theme, delineating conference policy from WSO policy and consistency of policy in the conference between different meetings, the ABCs and the QDMs. Where do we get this from? Delegate feedback and breakout discussions from the December, I can read, 2024 QDM. Next step here, again, under recommendation four, to devising a process. So next, gaps in conference procedure. So I think we just witnessed that a little bit earlier today, right? So finding four, major gaps in conference procedure have caused confusion and frustration at several recent meetings of the conference. Discussion and voting procedures have not been sufficiently developed to support complex process discussions. So our recommendation is to basically simplify and streamline the conference policy and procedures here. I can let you read all that, but I won't necessarily just read it aloud. But the next steps here, again, under recommendation four, is to identify for the sustainability group to identify priority areas for filling gaps and addressing confusion in current conference procedures. Okay, so how do we get there, right? This is the sustainability study and its relationship to this process of updating this conference policy and procedures. So basically, I won't just read this. Our assessment is there have been passed motions that have authorized the sustainability study. And so we feel empowered to do this work while also recognizing that should the conference, issue a new direction, we would, of course, honor that. The conference can make a different decision. We just feel we're completing what the conference has asked us to do previously. Okay. So under this, here's the priority items under recommendation four. Identify priority areas for filling gaps and addressing confusion in current conference procedures. That's the streamline piece. Two, devise a process for establishing and managing a standalone conference policy and procedures manual. Three, draft a formal motion stating that the conference has the final word on changes to conference procedure. Four, expand and clarify pathways for the conference to guide agenda development. And lastly, present options to the conference for how committees of the conference would operate and be transparent and accountable to the conference. Here's the takeaways. I'll wrap it up. Conference has indicated that it wants conference meetings that are more delegate-driven, wants greater conference ownership of conference policy and procedures, and it wants the conference procedures to be streamlined and clarified. We're going to achieve that through hopefully motions today. And barring a change in direction from the conference, the sustainability study will continue to develop recommendations along these lines and related lines for conference considerations. There you go. The end. Next.
Okay. thank you very much, Josh. I will be doing a momentary screen share, I hope. Okay, can people see that?
Yes.
Great. Okay, so my section is conference workload. And I'm going to walk you through the findings and recommendations. We had three findings related to this area. And very critically and initially, it's been our assessment, both in the ABC and the QDMs, that conference agendas are overloaded. And it's very difficult, sometimes impossible, to schedule more than a modest volume of ballot proposals and or other new business. Interestingly enough, at this ABC, you're seeing a lot of these things we're talking about in real time. For instance, we're going to be doing priority voting tomorrow because we don't have enough time to get everything on the agenda. Our next finding is that greater clarity is needed regarding conference responsibilities. What even is the business that the conference is supposed to consider? Despite a lot of scattered mentions in the bylaws and the OPPM, There continue to be confusions that slow down the process, and they often can stir divisions.
And then why
Finally,
does Kim take over as point of order?
I think a common theme we got from delegates is that more time is needed for discussion and reflection. Complex topics may need to be discussed over multiple conference business meetings. We talk about a group conscience, but at the conference level, it's important that it be an informed group conscience. And I think sometimes there's a feeling that focusing totally on getting to the next thing, works against people having time to think things through. In response to this, we came up with three recommendations. The first was define an agreed-upon list of conference duties to guide planning and help ensure that business meeting schedules focus on essential work. We actually began doing this in February, Josh and I, but more needs to be done, so we're all on the same page. Secondly, enable delegates to gradually delve deeper into topics over multiple meetings instead of trying to solve something incredibly complex in 45 to 60 minutes. This is especially true with regard to new business. And then our third recommendation is to explore ways to better prioritize and schedule proposals and motions so that they don't overwhelm any one session of the conference. And we came up with several possible aspects to investigate in collaboration, we think, with the ballot prep and ABC slash QDM committees. One is to consider a cap on how many proposals or motions might be placed on any given conference meeting agenda. A second is to improve the mechanism for prioritizing potential agenda items, perhaps having a consistent rationale so people know it's not an arbitrary set way of deciding. And I would say, very critically, as a mindset change, lowering the expectation of immediate resolution of complex questions. Expand opportunities for in-depth discussion of proposals and motions. A couple of our QDMs, we had what were called breakout rooms. It really allowed people to get in smaller groups and talk about things in depth. It was very popular. So, again, as a summary, we're really talking about trying to incorporate a couple of traditional ACA service values into the conference: easy does it and self-care. If the conference empowers its servants and actually all of us to simply slow down a little bit, the benefits are, we think, that we can talk and listen better. We can think more clearly. We can feel less rushed. Especially the organizers can plan and decide with greater foresight so that the meetings are simply better scheduled and we're choosing our priorities a little more with more discernment. And then lastly, we believe these changes will create a healthier service environment that will invite more service participation. We've talked about burnout, we've talked about the difficulty replacing people who organize. Creating a more manageable workload, we believe, will help that issue stepping into these roles. So I believe that is mine for now. I'm going to stop my
guys busy,
share
but I don't.
and turn it over to
So we will be back in
Kaz,
just a
who will
few
talk
minutes
about
after we discuss the point of
outstanding
order.
business.
And Charlie, I would request if you would just do me the favor kindly, please continue sharing.
Okay, give me one second to get the right thing in place,
Yeah,
Kaz.
just pull it back up.
Okay.
Or I could do that if you want, because I've got to carry on after you.
If you could do that, Marion, I would prefer that because I'm still sort of searching.
Perfect.
And we are back.
Excellent.
All right.
So
So
this is
just to
the section that I'll be presenting on. This is Kaz, active member on this committee.
Perfect.
As said, there's more work to do, and there's already work all going on. Next. So here's one of the findings. Overwhelmed by too much info at every conference. Now, this is something that's already being worked on, frankly, but we have to continue improving. The website, for instance, is already being simplified. There's the new conference ABC delegate portal, providing one page that has links to whatever additional material is needed and is available and is somewhere on one of the two ACA websites. It's that's been then, terribly Marcus, complex for too many people, and that's being simplified. We're trying to post agendas and background resources earlier, but as many delegates have already experienced, there's so much, and a lot of this work was going on at the same time for this ABC that I would easily agree that that didn't happen fast enough for this meeting. We need and desire to post these things earlier and improved information tools, you know, not necessarily just relying on videos or YouTube's posted up for orientation and training, but more broadly attended meetings, for instance. But we need to work on that. Next slide. So another finding. What the heck is meant by large matters of policy or finance? Concept six already says that the conference has the final word on those things, but there is no shared understanding of what they are. Large to someone is mediocre to somebody else. So what are those definitions? And we need a specific process for determining what they are when they do come up. And so that's going to take a lot more collaboration. Next slide, please. In general, we note that some progress has been achieved. But the major conclusion is we have more challenges, we have more issues to deal with. And I'll just repeat the highlight here. Conference dialogue and guidance remain central. We have done it, as has been mentioned several times over the last year or so, and we will continue to do that. And we propose that sustainability study has the existing authority to do that. And therefore, we propose to continue on beyond this particular reporting deadline and for at least another year in order to work with the rest of the conference and find out what needs fixing and how to do so, turning them into additional motions, has already been referenced. Pass. Next slide. One of the things that needs to be dealt with is there are several committees dealing with the issues that the conference has told or agreed, instructed WSO to address, such as the sustainability study, the overall ABC QDM committee, which is seriously involved in agenda planning, and what was called the ABC study group, which has really been focusing on creating a charter, which everybody agrees is absolutely necessary for this kind of a large organization. And the trouble is that all of those issues are overlapping. And yet each committee has a slightly different approach and focus. And so we need to somehow reorganize to become better coordinated and more efficient. And we definitely will be presenting more motions, for instance, amending the original sustainability motion so that sustainability has a more secure place in the structure. Next slide. All right, summary. The past changes have led to new problems. The QDM structure, certain other changes were absolutely necessary when they were made. Things happened that needed to be addressed, but they weren't thought through as well as they could have been. And so we believe firmly that the best way forward is to have full collaboration and consultation amongst the entire fellowship, whatever level they're at, delegate, conference, WSO, in order to make something that's truly a solid foundation. And particularly well-planned and well-thought through so that potential consequences can be anticipated and dealt with before they create problems that need to be dealt with on an emergency basis. Next slide. There we go. That's the end of this particular portion of the presentation, and the next is going to follow a period of Q&A. So we might as well go to the next slide.
Thank you. I'll take over from here.
That's
in summary, this report, our findings and recommendations raise both answers and more questions. The conference is evolving, and this conscious look at how we work together is both necessary and important because we do indeed have more work to do. But we, our committee, our group, the Sustainability Study, believes that it will help all of us to serve ACS World Fellowship in a way that is both satisfying and sustainable. If that evolution is guided by a more inclusive and well-considered approach. I would like to say thanks to our presenters for all their dedicated hard work preparing for today. But above all, delegate input has been central to our study and our approach, and that will continue, as this is your conference, our conference, which is why we now want to open the floor to delegates for questions and comments. This will include any thoughts you might have on how to improve your conference experience. I would point out that you will have time to discuss the specifics for the two motions we're raising today straight after this. So I would encourage you perhaps to focus in this brief time that we have available for, on more general issues relating to this report. And at that point, I'm going to stop the share and open the floor to questions, if that's okay. I don't know how much time we have left. I know it's very limited, but for whatever time we have, who is going to manage the questions?
Looks like 5 minutes.
Okay, great. Can I start with you, Brad? I see you have your hand raised if someone can unmute. Yeah. And are we timing questions? I just need to know what the time limit is.
I would say 1 minute, just based on the limited time we have.
Go ahead, Brad, please.
It seems to me that the essential element needed was just barely mentioned in Josh's presentation, and that is conference committees. Conference committees can absorb the complicated information that's necessary and then make recommendations to the full conference. The conference committees can be empowered by the conference to do that research, to understand an issue and make a recommendation to the conference. That doesn't work with WSO only committees. WSO committees are doing magnificent work and ought to be credited for that, but the conference delegates themselves, represented by their own committees, need to be involved and need to be making the final decisions on all of these issues. Thank you.
Thank you. Brad, I certainly, our findings indicate, and we have referenced it in our report, that conference committees are definitely something that need to be considered. However, again, the whole point we've been trying to make is the importance of a thoughtful and considered approach so that we don't reactively create something without structure. I would invite my other committee members to comment briefly, but essentially, yeah, we're certainly not against that as a principle. We're open to every possible solution, but we would like it to have been thought through and the approach considered before we just jump in there in the same way that, you know, we've recommended throughout our report. Josh, Charlie?
No, Brad, thanks for bringing this up. Conference committees are, in my personal opinion, going to be really important. And it's a matter of how we get there. And, you know, we talked about this as a committee and, you know, look, we as the sustainability group are trying to provide some sort of like, I don't know, advice or guidance to the conference, you know, but really it's up to the conference when they, if the conference says make a conference committee today and that becomes a pass motion, it's a done deal. So we're sort of trying to say like, look, we suggest you let us study this a little bit more and let us come back for recommendations. But the conference doesn't have to take that. It's up to the conference to decide when they think they're ready for conference committees. Just want to make that clear.
Thank you. Bill, your hand is raised. Please go ahead. I'm not hearing you.
Bill, are you there?
You just remuted.
Oh, goodness. Okay. Bill, could you unmute? Perhaps in the meantime, while we, Bill, are you there? I'm not hearing you.
Yes, his microphone appears to be unmuted, okay. But it's not happening.
Yeah, I would suggest, I think we only have time really for one more.
Yeah, we've got very limited time. I'm going to move on to Kelly in the meantime. Hopefully we can get Bill working. Kelly, please go ahead in the interim.
Hi, yeah, I noticed a couple of things. First of all, when the committee responds, is that included in the question for the delegates' time? Because that seems to be just as long as the questions. I'm wondering if you guys can parse that out so delegates have enough time.
I would say no.
What no. I will do is put a timer for the responses to be 1 minute as well, since the question's 1 minute.
Thank you, Carmen.
Okay, yeah, I also...
Kelly, go ahead.
Okay, I also noticed that the term conference committee was not used at all until the very end of Josh's presentation. I'm wondering if that was sort of by design because they're not a thing yet. We do know that they use them in a lot of other 12-step programs quite successfully to handle a lot of the responsibility that these WSO committees are very overwhelmed with right now. And I also know that a couple of things that there have been over the last 3 years, at least a good handful, two handfuls of ballot proposals that have suggested committees of the conference. I don't believe any of them have been supported in a WSO analysis. Which is kind of interesting considering they do say they support this idea. I'm wondering if this committee believes that the only way to actually have a conference committee formed into a thing is for a WSO committee to grant that right, because it's still under WSO, which really limits a conference committee to organize itself. So it sort of feels like, are you guys saying it's got to be done through a WSO committee? Because there have been ballot proposals that have been asked.
Time.
Can I respond?
You can, no. Josh, go ahead. Well, I was going to say, Charlie, Josh.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Josh.
Kelly, great question. The answer is no. And this is what I was saying in my response to Brad, too. If the conference itself passes a motion that establishes a conference committee, it's a done deal. The conference doesn't need somebody else's permission. That said, what the sustainability group is trying to do is say, like, okay, here's some suggestions that as we see it, that might be helpful in doing that. But the conference is free to disregard that. I mean, we were talking about this and I remember from the Bill of Rights, like we have the right to make mistakes and learn from them. The conference has the total right to disregard all these recommendations and do something else if it does so by past motion. That's my personal opinion.
Thanks, Josh.
And we're actually six minutes over this presentation time. So this section time is expired.
Yeah, is it possible to try and respond to Bill, who was trying to speak? Are you? Can we see if you're
talking, but we don't hear you.
I don't know. Can you hear me yet?
Yes.
Now yes, we can hear you now.
Oh, great. Thank you. My question was just merely, is this the discussion about the motion or is this discussion about in general?
In general.
This is the general discussion about the report. Okay. The motions themselves
I'd like to
are
say
about
that,
to be presented.
I deeply support the goal of a more collaborative conference. I've been involved in the ABC study committee now for over a year. I know it's been meeting for 2 or 3 years trying to draft a conference policy/charter. I fully believe it should comply with the traditions and the concepts. And I hear your call for conference business meetings to have equal authority. What I'm concerned about is that we may be moving too quickly without understanding the legal implications. And particularly under California Code 5211 and 5510, which govern board and member meetings, our bylaws may need to change for this motion to hold legal weight, and we haven't seen a legal review or comparison amendments yet. More importantly, we already have a delegate majority committee that's been working on this conference policy but hasn't yet completed its work. I believe we'll be stronger if we finish that foundational work first, get legal clarity and ensure legal requirements are met, and then move forward expanding shared authority across the conference business meetings with full confidence. In other words, we need to build the foundation and the structure and write in the policies before we just implement something without knowing, in my opinion, what it's going to do legally to the organization.
Thank you, Bill. I think
we
need
a point of, sorry, point of safety. Please do not put hands up or hands down to other delegates' responses. So I just want, just out of respect for every delegate and their opinion. Thank you.
My understanding is that our time is up.
Yeah, Mary, yeah. If I may say, I can deal with these in the section about the motion,
Tina. Correct. Thank you. So I would like to just say in closing, thank everyone for the few questions and comments we have had. Any additional thoughts, we would welcome you. Please take a note of this. There's an ABC Slack channel or a WSO Slack channel, which is abc_sustain_open. And you can also email us at abc-sustain@acawso.org. Right, I'm going to turn this over now to Charlie, or to Carmen and Charlie in due course, to go through the motion that we're putting. But I would just like the sustainability study considers these motions to be essential first steps and essential for moving the conference forward, and they are directly interrelated. And with that, I'll hand over. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm going to attempt a screen share here. So can people see a screen share or the something that says motions on the screen?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry. Okay, going to motions here. Basically, we're going to do two motions. We're starting with one at a time, although, as Marion said, and I will repeat, we believe the two motions relate to each other. The first has to do with frequency of meetings and their duration, how long they last. The motion we intend to introduce at the end of in a few minutes is replace the current yearly conference business meeting schedule with a new yearly schedule consisting of the existing two-day ABC plus two additional one-day conference meetings, each with a duration of 6 to 8 hours. This flows out of our recommendation to reduce the total number of delegate meetings each year, but extend their length as needed to enable informed delegate discussion and effective decision-making. The key issues here, one, of all the things we observed, the pressure to be planning meetings every 3 months is crushing. Literally, if we don't change the schedule within a week, all the people who put together this ABC will be worried about creating planning for a meeting in August. We're losing volunteers. It's going to be hard to recruit volunteers unless we give them at least an additional extra month for turnaround time. Secondly, 4-hour meetings are just inherently hard to plan. There's too many issues and too little time. Just to expand on that point, 4-hour meetings actually are a lot less than 4 hours of business. As we see, every meeting starts with a lengthy getting organized time. There's 2 15-minute breaks. Before you know it, you're really talking about a meeting of 2 hours and 45 minutes to 3 hours, and people are racing to make hasty, quick decisions. And even then, we only can take on one or two items of business. So it's very time inefficient for the stress involved. The motion benefits, we believe, are the three-meeting calendar, 3 meetings a year, is easier to plan and for the organizers to consider priorities. 6 to 8 hour meetings are simply easier to schedule because they provide more time. And if something happens, like, just an unexpected delay, you don't feel like everything is falling apart because you just don't have enough time. We actually believe, importantly, this will be a better experience and higher quality decision making for the delegates, because you'll meet one time less a year, but when you do meet, you'll have more time to think and talk, do interactive discussions, that kind of thing. And then lastly and importantly, this clarifies the scheduling for the coming year. If no action is taken today, we probably are locked into another year of these three quarterly meetings. Whereas if we do this now, go through the minority opinion tomorrow, the schedulers can turn around and do a schedule along the line suggested by this motion. Lastly, as noted, we believe that motions one and this two directly impact each other. The second one is, which I'll talk about after we get through this vote, has to do with allowing a relatively full range of voting and debate at all three or four business meetings. That kind of additional voting takes time. And so it's very hard to have full voting on motions while doing this all in a 4 hour stretch. So if you support voting on business at all conference meetings, then we urge you also to support meetings of 6 to 8 hours, which is motion one, as the 4 hour meeting really just is going to be very unpleasant and impractical. The same is true if you support in-depth delegate discussions like breakout rooms. This also really meaningfully requires more time than a 4 hour meeting allows. With that,
hey everyone, Lucy
I'm
here.
Going to introduce the first of our two sustainability motions so we can begin a detailed conference discussion of this. And then when we return to the issue of voting at all meetings, I will address the point that Bill raised
before
on
setting
legal
up
questions,
step
which
authentication
we
for your
think
store.
The concern may be less than he is concerned about. So with that, I will, as a delegate for VA-092, introduce the following motion and then turn it over to the chair to ask for a second and begin the voting process. The motion is replace the current yearly conference business meeting schedule with a new yearly schedule consisting of the existing two-day ABC plus two additional one-day conference business meetings, each with a duration of 6 to 8 hours. So with that, I will turn the process back to Carmen to ask for a second.
Yes.
Marcus will facilitate
Marcus, I apologize.
Yeah, no problem. Is there a second?
My hand is raised, Marcus. I will second that.
Okay. So, Marion from, and can you identify?
Sorry, ZAF0003.
Thank you. So it has been, motion has been made and seconded. So we will now have discussion and debate on this for up to 20 minutes with 1 minute per delegate, and delegates may speak only once during this discussion of this particular motion. Okay. And OK0058, Brad H.
Self-organized conference committees are key to reducing the number of hours it takes for a conference meeting, whether it's ABC another meeting. It's not possible for all delegates to understand complex issues and make informed decisions, but if they can delegate that authority to a conference committee who can study an issue in depth and make recommendations to the conference, that will streamline the business meeting for the conference delegates. And the delegates themselves can organize themselves, create guidelines, and there's no need to wait for a WSO committee to do that for them. Thank you.
And Brian, THA0010.
Hey, I'm Brian. I'm from Bangkok. Yeah, this ABC is killer on me because it's already 11 o'clock at night. I will never make it for the 2 days. And the QDMs are okay because they're 4 hours, but 6 or 8 hours, just doing it over and over again is just a killer. So I'm not for that for that time. Thanks.
And CA044, Bill D.
Yeah, thank you. I'll speak in favor of this motion. I support having two QDMs and an ABC versus 4 meetings a year. I don't believe that it's tied to the second motion necessarily, but I do support this motion.
Thank you, Bill. And then WEB 1263, Rachel.
Hi, my name is Rachel. I'm not fully supportive. I was listening to some keywords and I heard that people are leaving and also burnout. So to counteract that is to simplify and not lengthen. The only lengthening part that I like is lengthening the time period of the meetings. So it should be lengthened on the time period, maybe 2 meetings a year would be better. And to simplify, making it longer does not simplify it. And that's all I had to share. Thanks.
Thank you, Rachel. And TEL 0341, Kelly.
Yeah, just to sort of clarify, and yes, we know that we can make mistakes and learn and grow from them, but this particular motion that got QDMs in effect was really just sort of tagged on to at the 2022 ABC. It was sort of tagged on to a question about asking if we wanted a third day without any prior or ability for it to be discussed amongst delegates and to have any understanding of what it meant at the time. So that's just a little side note. I also, again, back to conference committees, you wouldn't have quite so much burnout and probably wouldn't have the problem to this depth if there was, again, conference committees of delegates working along with WSO to formulate. I mean, QDMs, we've gotten to know each other a lot more, you have to admit. Thank you. The 4 meetings.
And AUS 0117, Claire.
Hi, Sydney, Australia, ATA. I understand the statutory requirements of having such agendas that we have to have and reporting. However, I've heard this QDM extra days, extra time discussion for the last 2 or 3 years at this meeting, and it's taking up so much time. I think the way that we organize ourselves, I've just listened to, 68 slides. Information overload is a critical problem with the way we function and the way that we share information. I think we could do better. We could streamline it. I don't know if that's with conference committees or WSO committees or whatever. Present the information very simply and succinctly. Thank you, Pass. It's 2 a.m. in the morning in Australia. So if you want people to participate, something needs to change.
Thank you, Claire. More discussion on this? And Charlie, can you identify your meeting?
I actually lowered my hand because I saw another delegate wishing to speak.
IG40, Annette.
Yeah, thank you. I really fully understand the need to sort of look into the procedures that we have here in our fellowship, and especially considering how fast we're growing. But I completely understand what former delegates have said about having longer meetings. I think this meeting today is, I think, very great if you're in somewhere in America as a continent. But for people in other regions of the world, it gets a bit challenging with the time zone. And therefore, having to think about meetings that are 6 or 8 hours long, going way into the night, will definitely be something that would, I think, for people outside the American time zone, will be something that will make it difficult to participate. So maybe that would sort of will end up having the opposite effect. So just a thought. Thanks.
Thank you. IG70, Erica.
Yes, hi. This is my first ABC, so I'm learning a lot. I am personally, I understand and I hear very clearly that the folks who are actually doing the legwork are expressing a concern regarding the need for people to support, because it can't just be on a small group of people to do it. However, I am not, so I understand maybe when it comes to the organization and organizing these types of meetings, kind of situation, I can understand how reducing the number of QDMs makes sense. However, lengthening it to 8 hours potentially, I think will not increase quality of or in people being making informed decisions. I think it will, after a certain point, people's brains are going to kind of go numb. So, but I do understand the organization piece, reducing it from 3 QDMs and 1 ABC to 2. QDMs and 1 ABC, because I think that that would be a lot. And if we're trying to ensure that people are having an opportunity to make informed decisions when they're voting, I don't think lengthening the day will, you know, end with that result. Thank you.
And IL172, Veronica. Your hand down, Veronica. If you were wanting to speak, put your hand up, and then we can unmute you.
She's up.
Hi. Good morning. Thank you for your service. I would be in support of this motion simply because it sounds like the people who are involved. Sorry for my dogs. Are supporting this, and they are asking for it. So while I have not participated, I have to take their word that this is what they need. They are certainly, I believe, entitled to experimenting with it. And as far as other comments about time zones, I travel and can definitely, I feel people in other countries maybe also have a right to participate in their own time zones. And maybe that could just be something that that particular committee that meets for those meetings, the QB, I'm sorry, whatever they're called, time's up. Yes, maybe they can vote on what time zone they meet on, not necessarily just the US time.
And WEB 0435.
I think Laura. What I got, Laura ACA. I would love to see something like have the ABC be North America, if that's what wants the conference wants, but then propose the spring conference business meeting be hosted by the European Committee, Swedish Intergroup, or Denmark Intergroup, if they could. And then the fall see conference business meeting be hosted by like Australia or India and alternating. So they'd be different time zones and see how it works. That's it.
Thank you. TX131, Denise.
Hi. I'm really excited about this change, and what I'm hearing and what I'm really excited about is, yeah, I mean, usually I've always been really tired after, you know, the ABC, but what I'm hearing is that less is more, that we're going to go into, instead of hit this and hit this and hit this, we're going to have more time to discuss, which is more how I process. It's hard for me to process as much as that usually comes at us. So I think this is just smart, especially for new delegates. I know I was totally lost, but to actually have discussion, to look at all sides, and I'll pass with that. Thanks.
Thank you, Denise. And AZ0148, Jess.
Hi, this is my second ABC, and I'm really excited about what I'm seeing and hearing. I'm believing keep it simple. I'm really in favor of combining whatever work groups or committees we can, so that there's much less overlap and we can get things done in a more timely manner. I also think it's critical that we take to heart that there are different time zones and that we honor those folks in different countries so that they don't feel left out and that they don't consistently have to try and be up in the middle of the night to attend these meetings. So however we can come to some way to do that, like sharing, having the different meetings done at different times during the year would be great. And this has really encouraged me to get a little more involved than just being a group rep. So thank you.
Thank you. And CAN0404, Mona.
Hi, Mona. Question, is there anything that's preventing conference committees from being a thing? And what is that process? I just a quick question on that. I'm fairly new. Thanks.
Can I speak to that?
It feels like it's off point to the, I'd be happy to respond, yeah. Mona, but it feels like off point to this particular.
Yeah, it is.
I would disagree with that, actually.
Well, it is not. It's not in keeping with this particular.
Whose decision is it, whether it's on or off topic? I would say it's the conference's decision.
No.
The chair.
Yeah.
Chair's decision.
And sure. We've already had quite a few comments about it already, and there's going to be we're talking about this specific on topic is this particular motion. So web 01047, Maggie.
Hi, yes, I just wanted to make a comment about the different time zones. I think that it's not fair and in keeping with our mission to exclude. And I want to give an idea that if there was a way to record all of the presentation, I am all in favor of simplifying the information that comes out to us through the website and here in our time when we're giving our time as well as yours to simplify. But for the presentations at these meetings, I am for the extra meetings to record that and have a separate meeting for different time zone. I would leave that up to other people to decide how many other time and presentations, but to give that feedback, thank you, give that feedback into some sort of a quorum before the vote is given or taken. Thank you.
Thank you. And Region 6, Corbet.
Hi, thank you for everyone's service. I support the motion and suggest a friendly amendment that it incorporate the possibility of adding that there is the ABC continues at 8 a.m. and that I like Laura's suggestion that perhaps we amend it to as a committee could allow. I mean, there needs to be volunteers in Europe and Australia to make it happen, but to simplify it, there could be one of the QDMs at 8 a.m. in Europe and a QDM at 8 a.m. in Australia. And thank you, everyone, for all your work. Thank you.
Thank you. And Brad, I'm not quite sure if you have you spoken on this. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I think Annette has too.
Yeah, she's spoken. I think you've spoken on that, I believe.
Has it been 20 minutes?
It looks to me, my timing on my timer, we've got two more minutes.
Oh, okay.
Are any of the sustainability people, are you speaking as a delegate?
I would like just to mention as a delegate the fact that I am specifically joined the sustainability study as somebody from outside of North America. I'm currently based in the UK, so I'm 5 hours ahead of Eastern time, which does mean that this meeting runs late into the night for me. Part of the reason that I was convinced of the necessity to change, however, is that we spend an hour of every meeting doing the preparation, and there doesn't appear to be any way to shorten it. If we then have three meetings a year, we reduce 1 hour of the time we spend doing that preparation. And that would make a significant difference to how much time, which is why we've said 6 to 8 hours, because we're hoping when we looked into the possibilities that it would be able to be more efficient if we spent less time doing preparation for the meeting beforehand. We could still get through the business because a vote takes long. We have to allow for discussion and so forth. So that was why, as an outsider of North America, I was open to this idea. Thank you.
Charlie?
Yeah, and I'm speaking as a Virginia delegate. I want to speak, because I think it's an important issue that won't be solved today one way or the other, about time zones. I've done a lot of research on this. There is no time where everybody is naturally awake. Somebody is staying up. And one of the ways we compensated for this was to create worldwide online voting. If you're wondering why you'll be doing electronic voting tonight, it's so we can have a 12 or 14 hour period where somebody falls asleep. They'll not just be able to vote, but they'll actually be able to look at the website and see snippets from the debate so they can make an informed vote. But all of these other ideas about different times, different people hosting, those are actually things I naturally see as part of the next round of sustainability decision making. So voting for a longer meeting doesn't affect that. What it does affect is people loved when we did breakout rooms. Really, you won't be able to do breakout rooms on a regular basis in a four-hour meeting. It's too jammed, but people love the interactivity of it. People liked having an opportunity to vote with thoughtful discussion. They've expanded the time. Even a 5 or 6 hour meeting makes a lot of difference and is much better than a 4 hour meeting. So that's why I hope we'll support the experiment with extension. Thanks very much.
Are you speaking for a meeting?
I'm not speaking for a meeting. So if you wish to not permit that, I understand.
Well, and actually that is our section time anyway.
That's so, fine. No problem.
So we will now, we have had the discussion, and so we will now move into the election buddy poll on the original motion. And Brad, you ready for with the election buddy poll? And it's going to have like four choices. I am in favor of this motion as presented and want it to be sent to worldwide online voting. B, I am in favor of this motion but would like minor changes. C, I am in favor of deferring action to a future meeting. D, I am not in favor of this motion. And E, I abstain from voting. And so, I guess I can share the motion. Are you ready, Brad, with the election buddy? And here's the motion that you will be voting on. Replace the current yearly conference business meeting schedule with a new yearly schedule consisting of the existing two-day ABC plus two additional one-day conference business meetings, each with a duration of 6 to 8 hours.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and start the vote, and the link will be in the chat. It's the same link we use all day long. Could the timer start a timer for 3 minutes, please? I've got 30 seconds left in our 3 minutes. That the timer got started quite late. Okay, 10 seconds. And that's time. Okay. sharing the results. Sorry. Okay, let me make them bigger. Okay, so we had 78 voters, zero abstentions, which means we made quorum. And the I am in favor of this motion was at 78%. With 61 votes. So that means this will go on the worldwide voting. Thank you for everybody that voted.
Yes, thank you. And I think Carmen or Marcus, it's up to you guys on scheduling, but it seems like this might be a right break time and we'll return with our second motion after the lunch, which I think was the original intent anyway.
Yeah, I think we can go ahead and go to lunch. And